The Israelis have put out that it was an accident, that the Dignity was trying to outmaneuver those Israeli patrol boats. That just did not happen on the boat where I was. And sorry to say it in such emphatic terms, but this is what I saw, that in the hours of night, there were very heavy seas. The Dignity was moving at about 12 knots an hour. And for about half an hour, Israeli patrol boats, I believe there were two, there could have been more, were shadowing the Dignity. They moved behind, they moved to the sides, they moved across the front. These Israeli patrol boats are powerful, they're fast, they're sophisticated, and they are highly maneuverable. Now, after about half an hour, one of those Israeli patrol boats had a spotlight beam focused on the Dignity. The Dignity had all its lights on. And then the other Israeli patrol boat with no lights on at all came and rammed the front section of the boat. That caused the windows around the wheelhouse to shatter. It also caused part of the roof to peel back, and the hull was also punctured. The captain says he received no prior warning from the Israelis in the whole half hour that they were shadowing the boat. Only afterwards did the patrol boat get in touch and say that they did this action, they carried out this incident, the ramming, because they believed the Dignity was engaged in terrorist activities. At that point, the captain, fearful that the boat was going to take on water, that the damage was even more severe, he sent out a Mayday distress signal. And then other members of the crew came back into the passenger area, issued us with life jackets and said, get ready to take to the life rafts. They were within seconds of launching the life rafts into the Mediterranean, abandoning ship, because they feared that the damage to the hull was too great and that the ship would simply go down. In fact, after a few moments, the crew worked feverishly and managed to get the bilge pumps working, and that managed to get the water out of the hull and enabled us to continue going. But the captain says at no stage did he try and outmaneuver Israeli patrol boats. This vessel moves at 12 knots. Those Israeli patrol boats move much faster. He's an experienced captain. He knew what he was up against, and he continued on his course to Gaza. The intention was, of course, to deliver 3 tons of medical supplies to Gaza and also take some of the passengers, who included Cynthia McKinney, a former U.S. congresswoman, a Cypriot MP, and a number of surgeons and doctors, to deliver all those to Gaza to help with the brewing humanitarian crisis there.